AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More than 2,500 people have died in Syria and Turkey from a powerful earthquake. Seismologist Dr. Margarita Sagu with the British Geological Survey says this quake was very powerful.
The 7.8 corresponds to energy released by more than 20 billion kilos of explosives. And this is roughly more than 1,000 times stronger than the atomic bomb that devastated Hiroshima.
President Biden has conveyed his condolences to those affected by the deadly quake and offered to send U.S. help to Turkey if needed. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says they plan to release toxic chemicals from five cars of a derailed train in eastern Ohio later today to reduce the threat of an explosion. People near the site have been ordered to evacuate. DeWine says they need to leave the area because of the risk of death or serious injury. Prosecutors say a Maryland woman conspired with a Florida neo-Nazi leader to carry out an attack on several electrical substations in the Baltimore area. The FBI's Thomas Sobachinsky says Sarah Beth Clendaniel and Brandon Russell were arrested.
Russell provided instructions and location information. He described attacking the power transformers as the greatest thing somebody can do. In her own words, Clendaniel said she was determined to do this. She added, "It would lay this city to waste."
The complaint also includes a photo of a woman authorities identify as Clendaniel wearing tactical gear that bore a swastika and holding a rifle. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces are keeping Ukrainian troops tied down with attacks in the eastern Donbass region as Moscow assembles additional combat power there for an expected offensive in the coming weeks. The National Enquirer, the scandal-plagued tabloid, is being sold. This is AP News. Fox says ads are sold out for Sunday's Super Bowl.
30-second spots went for $6 to $7 million each. Anheuser-Busch remains the biggest advertiser with 3 minutes of airtime, but gave up an exclusive deal, so there'll be ads from other brands, including Heineken and Molson Coors. Other big categories include snack chips, candy, movie studios, and tech companies like Squarespace, that drafted Adam Driver.
Making websites.
Streaming service Netflix and automaker GM teamed up for a zombie-themed ad starring Will Ferrell.
You have a great one, all right? Stupid zombie.
The He Gets Us media campaign promoting Jesus claimed two spots and spent about $20 million. Evans says there won't be a repeat of what some viewers dubbed the Crypto Bowl last year due to the implosion of the cryptocurrency market. I'm Jennifer King.
Purdue is holding on to the top spot in the AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball Poll. South Carolina holds on to the top spot in the AP Top 25 Women's College Basketball Poll. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.